Welcome back. Michael Wynn joins me. Glad to have you on the show, Michael.
Good to be here, Eric.
Michael, we talked about the power of a simple thing like being faithful in a gift to the same people over and over, like apple butter is. When you visit people's homes and you bring them something like apple butter, they respond. Initially, they might respond with some skepticism, as I have had a couple people call me on the phone and say, "You just delivered food to my doorstep." And they want to know, did I really deliver it? Is it really from me? And the answer, of course, is yes, we have delivered it. And it provides a conversation, actually. It's an opportunity to discuss not just apple butter, but sort of everything having to do with life. When you bring somebody a gift, you know, sometimes they're not interested in selling at all. They're just want to talk to you. And you sort of appear as an expert. And I find that bringing people a small gift and taking your time to do that, it actually sometimes opens up an opportunity to have a deeper conversation with people than was maybe even expected. Certainly nobody expected you to be on their doorstep. And oftentimes people say, just leave it on the doorstep. You know, I'm busy right now, or, you know, thank you so much, and they receive it and shut the door. But I've had some very long conversations, sometimes as long as 45 minutes, with just somebody who's lonely and looking to have a conversation about what's happening in the world, and there's an interaction there that really is very touching that happens. I love real estate, have been doing it now 26 years, and you've been doing it for 25. Happy birthday, happy 25th anniversary.
Thank you.
So, you know, doing it that long, there has to be a reason for staying in the business. And there's surely there is a transactional quality. You're selling a house and you're making an income for your family, but there's also something more, and that is the care that you provide your clients. You want your clients to not just get the house sold, but you want them to know that you've done a good job and that you genuinely care for them. That doesn't always come through. This business can be difficult sometimes,
right.
but that's certainly a goal. What else do you have for us? Just from your experience, Michael, or from your projections in the future, what do you think the future holds for real estate? Let's say in 10 years from now, what do you think real estate agents are going to look like?
You know, Eric, just touching on what you just said about how you just love to care for people, I believe the future is bright for real estate agents primarily because of this reason. A great agent just really enjoys the process of helping someone find a home, and they take great joy and satisfaction and them getting their first home, or helping them sell a home and moving on to their next property. And it's something I find that great agents never lose sight of, and that enjoyment stays with them throughout their career. And I believe that in the future, people are going to be looking for agents like that who are professional, but who really want to care for people, because this is a relationship business, and I believe people still value that. Just like we talked about how the apple butter makes a difference, how it opens doors, mm-hmm. and how relationships are formed as a result of this small gift, I believe that's still very important to people. And as we become a world where there's very little touch and very little care going on,
right.
I believe agents that can do that well will excel.
What do you think is the defining quality that an agent has that enables them to do what you're talking about?
Well, I think agents that are sincere, that they sincerely care about what they're doing, that their focus is not on earning a commission, but it's on helping a client achieve a goal of either buying a property or selling a property, and helping them to do that, keeping in mind the terms that are important to them.
Mm-hmm.
Great agents do that extremely well, and they care about those relationships, and they look at clients as a lifelong relationship, and as an opportunity to care for someone for as long as they're in the business.
Mm-hmm. So that care, the sincerity. The word sincere is an interesting word that if you break it down, it literally means without wax, which it comes from. It's an old French word, sincère, which is, and cire is actually a Latin word, which means wax, French being a Latin language. That apparently the Romans would manufacture pots, and they were not as effective at making their pots as were the Greeks. And so when the Romans would manufacture the pots, they were not baked correctly, or the material that was used to make it was not as good. And so when they were baked, they would form cracks, and the Romans would fill the cracks with wax and then paint them. And so what would happen, someone would buy a pot thinking it was a good pot, take it home, fill it, and it would leak. okay, and it would break very easily because of the cracks that were inherent in that. So people would shop for those pots and say, you know, is this sincere? Is it without cracks, without wax, meaning to fill it, to hide the imperfections of it? So that quality of sincerity is not hiding, but being honest, being forthright, and really caring. That is the true McCoy. McCoy was an inventor, and the real McCoy you've heard of, is it the real McCoy? Have you ever heard that phrase?
Absolutely.
He was an inventor, and he was African-American. He invented a way to lubricate steam engines in the 1860s, and the lubrication, at that point, every 20, 30 miles, the train had to be stopped. You had to come out and lubricate the engine from the outside because there was no self-lubricating mechanism. McCoy created one that was so excellent that after that, many copycats came along and created something similar, but it wasn't the real McCoy. It didn't do the same kind of quality of job, and it would ultimately break down. It was not faithful as McCoy's was. McCoy's an interesting guy. His family, former slaves, escaped to Canada. His family sent him to England. He worked on the steam engine lubrication system and then was obviously very wealthy because of the decision to create that. And his name carries a cachet, the real McCoy, in the same way as the sincere. So that quality in a person that they really do care. They're really just not interested in making the buck, but they really care for the client. That is the essence of what you're communicating. That's the quality that is great. Anything else on that?
No, I love the history lessons, and certainly I may have to use that information in my next training session with my agents. But I think what you're saying is exactly right, and I think your team does that extremely well. You've assembled a group that sincerely cares for the client, mm-hmm. who is without wax, as you're mentioning, mm-hmm. and I believe that's why you've been such a great success.
You're kind, Michael. Thanks. Pleasure to have you on the show. Michael Wynn, managing broker of the Rockville Center office with Long & Foster, and we're glad to have you on the show today.